Welcome to the show. Trump will be sworn in as president on January 20th, 2025. From all reports, he intends to hit the ground running in terms of moving his agenda forward. Two things he has said he intends to do are placing tariffs on all goods entering the U.S. and repealing the income tax. Today, I thought we might examine the pros and cons of his intended actions and see what the financial impact might be on you and your family. The Dr. Reality Vodcast with Dave Champion. Let's start with this. I'm the author of Income Tax Shattering the Myth, the best-selling book in the country that tells the American people the unvarnished truth about the income tax. What that truth is, we'll get into shortly, because it's pivotal to understanding how the imposition of tariffs and/or the repeal of the income tax will impact your quality of life based on how those measures will affect the amount of tax you'll pay the federal government. Since we'll be comparing and contrasting tariffs with income tax, the first order of business should be to make sure everyone knows what a tariff is. Before I jump into that, stay with me to the end because I'm going to share two very special offers that are directly relevant to today's conversation about tariffs and income tax and can literally save you tens of thousands of dollars every year. Here's a solid working definition of tariffs. A tariff is a tax imposed by the government on the import of goods. Tariffs can be applied as a means of creating government revenue. They can serve as a form of regulating foreign trade. They can serve as a means of encouraging or safeguarding domestic industries. A tariff can serve one, two, or all three of those purposes. A critical aspect to understand about tariffs is that they are paid by the American people because the cost of the import tax, the tariff, is passed on to the consumer. Let's do a little bit of math and see how that works. Let's say a U.S. company pays $500 to import a television from China, and let's say that company marks the product up 70% to retail buyers. That means American consumers pay $850 for that TV. Now, let's run the numbers again with an 80% tariff. I've chosen 80% because Trump has said his tariffs on China will be 60 to 100%. So for this example, I've used the middle of that range. With an 80% tariff, the cost of the TV to the U.S. company now becomes $900. When the company marks it up 70%, the cost of the very same TV becomes $1,530. The 80% tariff increased the price on the TV to you by $680. So, in this scenario, the U.S. Treasury received $400 from the tariff, and you got to pay $680 more for the TV you want. I should point out that paying $680 more for the TV doesn't get you any more TV. The price you paid has simply been inflated by a government action. The government gets the tariff, and you get boned. Perhaps you can see why tariffs have not traditionally been a preferred way to generate government revenue. One argument in favor of tariffs is they will create domestic manufacturing jobs because U.S. companies will find it cheaper to make things here than import them with tariffs. But while people say that, it's not how it works in the real world. In the real world, if an item is manufactured domestically, the price to the consumer will be as high or higher than the imported item with a tariff. Consider a person who's a project manager for a construction company. Whether the TV he wants is imported with a tariff imposed or manufactured domestically because of the tariff, the net result of the tariff being in place is the TV he wants will cost him $680 more. Of course, Trump is talking about imposing tariffs on every import, so this type of cost increase will apply to many, many things. When Trump imposed a limited number of tariffs during his first term, it produced the largest single tax increase on American families in U.S. history at $1,100 per household. Until Trump puts solid numbers on the table for his new tariffs, it's impossible to know for sure how much American families will be paying in tariff taxes. Based on various things Trump said while campaigning, estimates range from $3,000 more in tariff taxes on each American household to potentially as much as $13,000, depending on the breadth of Trump's tariff program and your personal purchasing patterns. Major retailers such as Walmart have already issued public statements warning consumers to expect higher prices when Trump's tariffs are imposed. The Star-Telegram in Texas recently ran an article telling Texans to get ready for higher prices when Trump's tariffs kick in. What about job creation? According to the U.S.-China Business Council, the U.S. lost 245,000 jobs due to Trump's first-term tariffs. That's because tariffs are not one-sided. The countries upon which U.S. tariffs are imposed turn around and return the favor by imposing reciprocal or retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods. When those reciprocal tariffs go into effect, they diminish demand for U.S. goods, which in turn reduces domestic employment. I'm not going to turn this presentation into a class on tariffs, but I will mention that Americans have virtually no understanding of the realities of international trade, and that extends to tariffs. The uneducated linear thinking on the subject is that if the U.S. imposes tariffs on another country, voila! The U.S. becomes the winner! And that's absolutely not how tariffs work. Most Americans think of tariffs today the same way people thought of tariffs 200 years ago, but tariffs don't work that way in the modern world. Rather than me turning this into a class on international trade issues, I'm going to put a link in the notes to an informative article on tariffs in the 21st century. Before I continue, please take a moment to subscribe to the channel and hit the like button so the algorithms will show this material to more people. Also, if you think your fellow Americans should see this information, please share it on your social media accounts. Thank you. There's also the question of whether Trump unilaterally imposing tariffs on all imports would cause Congress and private sector organizations to challenge the constitutionality of his actions in court. I don't want to get sidetracked on a tangential issue, but I will say that no one challenged Trump during his first term in relation to him using 19 U.S.C. Section 1862 to impose his tariffs. Section 1862 requires a finding of a national security threat for a president to impose tariffs. Because the central focus of his 2017 tariffs was China, perhaps people thought there may have been a national security aspect to Trump's actions. However, Trump's current plan is to impose tariffs on everything imported into the U.S. The breadth of that plan would make it difficult for those tariffs to survive a legal challenge. If Trump can't argue convincingly in a federal court that every exporting country in the world is a national security threat to the U.S., he will lose his statutory authority to impose tariffs, and that authority will revert to Congress, where it resided exclusively until a few decades ago. Having explored the tariff issue a bit, let's now consider Trump's stated goal of using tariffs to replace income tax, with Trump stating he wants the income tax repealed. U.S. income tax is my wheelhouse and has been for more than 30 years. That expertise led me to write Income Tax, Shattering the Myth, the best-selling book in America that reveals what the federal government does not want you to know about income tax. After 30-plus years in the income tax space, I can assure you Congress will absolutely not repeal the income tax. The practical effect of Congress not repealing the income tax is that beginning in 2025, you'll be paying income tax and the inflationary tariff tax. In 2021, the most recent year for which we have data, the average American paid just over $14,000 in federal income tax. That means, depending on your tax bracket and your personal purchasing patterns, Trump's tariffs could nearly double your federal tax burden. Keep in mind that everything is relative. What I mean by that is if a person pays $5,000 in federal income tax each year and is hit with $5,000 in tariff taxation, then while the total dollars are less than in the first example, the tariffs would still result in a doubling of that person's federal tax burden. Why do I say Congress will not repeal the income tax? Earlier, I mentioned that Income Tax Shattering the Myth tells the American people the unvarnished truth about the income tax. So, what is that truth? The truth is that Congress has never imposed the income tax on the earnings of ordinary, hardworking Americans. But does it matter if the income tax has never been imposed on the vast majority of Americans, if 98% of the public have bought the government's 70-year disinformation campaign, hook, line, and sinker, and therefore have an unshakable belief that they do owe income tax? You see, from the government's perspective, that's the magic of the income tax. While Congress has never imposed a tax on the vast majority of Americans, and the law is quite clear about that, Americans are fixated on the false narrative that they owe it. In fact, the government has been so successful at brainwashing the public that Americans will angrily argue with a person who tells them the truth, even after the person has presented incontrovertible evidence. This incredibly successful brainwashing doesn't just affect the general public, it even affects attorneys. A couple of years ago, I helped a friend draft a letter to a company with which he was doing business. The letter included two regulations in which the Treasury Department stated a Form W-9 is a withholding certificate. One regulation is long and the other short. In the interest of time, I'll share the short one with you. The regulation at 26 CFR 1.1471-1B148 is on your screen and reads, "The term withholding certificate means a Form W-8, Form W-9, or any other certificate, blah, blah, blah." Responding to the letter, the attorney for the company told his client that Form W-9 is not a withholding certificate. How brainwashed does an attorney have to be to read what a legally binding regulation says, in plain English, and then tell his client the exact opposite? My point is that the government has the American people exactly where it wants them. Americans stupidly believe whatever the government says about income tax, and they just keep filing and paying. In 2023, the U.S. Treasury took in over $2 trillion in income tax, which was just shy of half the federal government's total revenue. There is no way in hell Congress is going to repeal a tax that brings in nearly half the total annual revenue of the federal government. It doesn't matter what Trump says or does. Repeal of the income tax is not going to happen. Because of that, when Trump implements his tariffs, you'll be paying income tax plus several thousand dollars more a year in tariffs. Is there an alternative to paying income tax and thousands of dollars a year in tariffs? Yes, absolutely. We the people can kill the income tax anytime we want without Congress repealing it. In fact, there is not now, nor has there ever been, a reason to repeal the income tax, because it has never been imposed on ordinary, hardworking Americans like you. Just a few days ago, I was sharing with a gentleman that I support the income tax wholeheartedly. I support it because I know what the law says. Because I know what the law says, I haven't filed a return or paid a penny of income tax in 31 years. Because I know what the law says, I know upon whom the income tax has actually been imposed, and I 100% support those people paying it. Why would I seek the repeal of a tax I know doesn't apply to me or you, but applies to those people over there who quite properly should pay it? As I mentioned earlier, the vast majority of Americans have been completely brainwashed about income tax by 70 years of government propaganda. As an example, if you're an American citizen living and working in one of the states of the Union, earning your own domestic income to support yourself and your family, and you believe the law requires you to pay income tax on that money, you are brainwashed. I can say that because I've been reading income tax law for more than 30 years, and the law does not require you to pay income tax on the money you earn to support yourself and your family, period, full stop. If you believe it does, the simple truth is you are a victim of government brainwashing. So, how does one cure having been brainwashed? Simple. With an open and objective mindset, consume and evaluate facts, data, and evidence offered by those telling you you've been brainwashed. I'm telling you that probably 98% of the American people have been brainwashed. As the person asserting that, do I offer facts, data, and evidence that brainwashed people can consume and objectively evaluate? Absolutely. It's called Income Tax Shattering the Myths. Tens of thousands of Americans have read Income Tax Shattering the Myths, and every single one of them gets to the end and is 100% convicted that the income tax does not apply to them. It is not an exaggeration to say that reading Income Tax Shattering the Myths is a transformative experience. Once you see with your own eyes what the law actually says, you come to understand that the government's disinformation and propaganda isn't a misunderstanding, but it is an intentional scheme to commit fraud upon the American people and do so for the purpose of committing the largest financial crime in history, with you as the victim. If a person has been successfully brainwashed, he or she has no idea they've been brainwashed. Victims of brainwashing are thoroughly convinced that the false narrative is true. After being successfully brainwashed, the victim will literally laugh at the suggestion that he or she has been brainwashed. They find the idea preposterous. Some of you may be experiencing that sentiment right now. If you think the income tax really has been imposed on you, and you're scoffing at the idea that you've been brainwashed, you're scoffing because you've been brainwashed. Here's what I'd like you to do. I want you to crack open the door just a little bit to the possibility that what you're absolutely certain about might not be completely factual. Perhaps say something like this to yourself. I'm absolutely certain what I believe is true and Champion is full of it. But after 30 years of reading tax law, maybe he knows a couple things regarding income tax that I don't know. I'm sure he's wrong about the big picture, but what can it hurt to prove I'm right and he's wrong by reading his book? I completely support you in that. In fact, over the years, I've received quite a number of emails in which readers inform me they read Income Tax Shattering the Myths for the purpose of proving me wrong, but instead discovered the information I put out concerning the income tax is 100% factual. The process of doing away with the income tax can be greatly accelerated. The way for that to happen would be for President Trump and his Secretary of the Treasury to hold a press conference and publicly declare the reality that Congress has never imposed the income tax on ordinary, hardworking Americans, and henceforth, American citizens living and working in any of the 50 states earning their own domestic income should stop filing and paying. Trump and his Secretary of Treasury should also instruct businesses to stop income tax payroll withholding, because private sector companies have never had authority to withhold income tax from American citizens earning their own domestic income. I seriously doubt we'll see such a press conference, if for no other reason than the obvious question every American would then ask is, are you telling me the U.S. government has been lying to me about income tax my entire life? To which, of course, the answer is yes. Yes, it has. The government knowingly, willfully, and intentionally lied to you so you would surrender your property based on that lie, which just happens to be the definition of fraud. So then, what do you want? Do you want your federal tax burden doubled, or do you want to pay the tariffs and opt out of the income tax? The tariffs are coming, and there's nothing you can do about that. But if you act now to get informed about the income tax as the tariffs strike, you can safely walk away from the income tax scam. That said, I never suggest anyone walk away from the income tax until they've read Income Tax Shattering the Myths, because, as George Washington said, government is, like fire, a dangerous servant and a fearful master. What that means is you should not go off half-cocked. You should know what the law says, how it operates, how the scam is being played on you, and, with that knowledge, how to walk away safely. Income Tax Shattering the Myths gives you that. Here's how to get discounts on Income Tax Shattering the Myths right now. First is the Big Christmas Special. If you use the code XMAS24, not only will you get 10% off everything on the DrReality.News website, but if your order includes Income Tax Shattering the Myths and or Body Science, I will personally inscribe and autograph them for you. The other special is specifically for those of you who understand what is coming with these tariffs and want to learn the truth about the income tax so you don't have to get hammered by two forms of federal taxation. If you use the code TARIFFS at checkout, you will get free shipping on any order that contains a copy of Income Tax Shattering the Myths. I suggest people get the four-pack, which includes Income Tax Shattering the Myths, Body Science, The Business Guide to Payroll Withholding, and the 1099 W-9 Handbook. The price of the four-pack is deeply discounted from buying those items individually, and with this special, you also get free shipping. Body Science is my groundbreaking work on health and human physiology. I don't want to get into a full-throated description of body science here today, so I'll simply say that if you do not want to get chronic diseases such as heart disease, hypertension, insulin resistance, obesity, diabetes, or Alzheimer's, or if you have those diseases now and want to eradicate them, you have to read Body Science. I live by everything you'll find in Body Science, and at 65, I'm as healthy as I was when I was 20. I don't take a single big pharma product, and my last coronary calcium scan score was zero. I know that wasn't a detailed description, but I'm trying to keep this short. You have my word that Body Science and Income Tax Shattering the Myths will be two of the most fascinating books you will ever have read. To get Income Tax Shattering the Myths, Body Science, or the four-pack, go to drreality.news, drreality.news, for 10% off and me inscribing and autographing Income Tax Shattering the Myths and Body Science for you. Use the code XMYS24 to get free shipping on any order that contains Income Tax Shattering the Myths. Use the code TARIFFS. Also, purchasing any of my writings helps me to continue to be here for you with these revealing and thought-provoking presentations. Thanks for spending your time with me today. I hope you found the time well spent.